Well, I recall when I was first in ROTC battalion, the Bulldog Battalion there at Gonzaga University, and went to our first field operation. This guy came up to me. He was a sergeant and probably aware of some of my tendencies toward complexification. He looks and he says, "We have an expression in the Army, KISS." I said, "Oh?" And he goes, "Keep it simple, stupid." And I said, "Oh." And he said, "In your case, keep it simple, Spitzer." So I said, "Okay." And I think that was the genius of Saint Benedict, to be honest with you. Oh, make no mistake about it. Saint Benedict had a very nuanced mind. Saint Benedict was a very well-studied person. Saint Benedict had a very, very nuanced and complex approach to administration. My gosh, he could not only build a monastery, he could make, you know, the most remarkable monasteries of all. But his genius, despite the nuance, despite the complexity of his intellect, his genius was simplicity. And in my view, you know, he takes, first of all, there's a book called The Rule of the Master, right? And this Rule of the Master, it's a thick one. And it's got every kind of nuance with every kind of thing in it, right? And of course, Saint Benedict takes all this stuff, plus all of these other rules. Like there's like 10 other kind of monastic rules in addition to the Rule of the Master. And he puts it down into one little thin book, The Rule of Saint Benedict. And its genius is its simplicity. And I'll talk about the forms of simplicity in just a moment. And he just gets right down to it. And of course, it's easily implementable. Everybody knows what to do. It begins with simplicity of the heart. It begins with simplicity in prayer. And of course, you look at this and there's something about that guy. He's not just bringing it down to earth for people, right? He is literally attempting to make it into a form where people can get to what really matters first, the heart, letting God in, relationship with God. And so as you read the Rule of Saint Benedict, this much smaller, ingenious rule, that becomes, by the way, the template rule for literally dozens of other religious monastic orders right throughout the world. And they're all patterned on Benedictine, not the Eastern right monasteries, but on the West, in the West, they're all patterned in some way on Benedict's rule. Now, of course, some of them have moved off in various directions, and some of them emphasize contemplation, some of them continue to emphasize education, etc. But the main thing, of course, that's key is that simplicity of the rule with, at the center of it, simplicity of heart. Just give you two quick examples. You know, the very first part of the rule, Benedict points out, right, that from first letter of John, chapter 4, the purpose of the religious life is to cast out all fear by love. I mean, if you had to pick a passage to found any religious order, monastic or otherwise, on, wouldn't that just be the passage? I mean, he's got it. And his genius is to put it right up front, get everybody to pay attention to it, and then derive the entire rule from the casting out of fear by love, the purification of the heart of love, getting to know the heart of Christ in order to purify our hearts through love. The whole point of prayer is to cast out all fear by love, to purify our hearts according to love, to follow divine providence in love, not fear, so that, of course, we would be free. Another Benedictine term, spiritually free to follow Christ because of our trust in that love. Another example from Saint Benedict, the short prayer pierces the heavens. God, isn't that true? We don't need to go on and on. Little spontaneous prayers pierce the heavens because God hears them, great or small. And Benedict realized it. You know, just prayers like, help, always a good one. Another prayer, Lord, make good come out of this whole mess. That's a great one. Lord, you know what? I give up. You take care of it, right? Lord, you know, please, you know, I've done something really stupid here. Please make good come out of whatever harm I might have caused, right? Push back the foreboding. This is the genius of Benedict. This is the guy who's inventing, you know, a monastic rule for contemplative prayer, and the short prayer pierces the heavens. Absolutely. What's at the center of Benedictine spirituality is of course the two elements, simplicity of heart and hospitality. Simplicity of heart and hospitality, opening the doors to visitors, opening the doors to education, right? Opening the doors to retreats. I mean, the hospitality of the Benedictine order is absolutely remarkable. Quite frankly, if they weren't hospitable, you could just go, gee whiz, what would Father Benedict say? And they'd probably have to open it up. Or, just kidding. But the point I'm trying to get to is, yeah, this is something that the genius of simplicity of life, simplicity of prayer, simplicity of heart, simplicity which casts out all fear by love. Thank God all of our monastic rules somewhere along the line trace their roots back, including the Ignatian spiritual exercises of the Jesuits, trace their monastic and their contemplative heritage back to the genius of this man of simplicity. Amen.